to another episode of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
Well, as long as we didn't disconnect our connection in Dallas, we're good to go. As long as we can hear the boys.
His Holiness is still here.
There you go.
That's right. His Holiness Jim Stockstill and Dr. Lyle Rapacki are our guests today. And all of their information you can find on our site at wethepeopleradio.us, along with a bunch of other shows. Some of those shows we have done with both Lyle and Jim, but most of them have been Lyle and other people. Lyle's got a lot of friends.
Yes.
Lyle owes a lot of money to a lot of people. So
oh, is that it?
Yeah. So that's why this big issue of the $1.85 per show is it's just not.
It's important.
Know, it's not enough.
It's pivotal. For the big show. The big show should have more weight.
We were talking about the deep state and
the fun killer's back.
Yeah, I'm back. and the effect that they're having even now that so much of it's been exposed. And one of the things this week that happened that I was just shocked at, which I don't know if people really picked up on this, but we have representatives in the federal government directing people to disobey federal law with regards to some of this immigration stuff that's going on. I find that fascinating that they can do that. And I was listening to one of the talking heads that they were saying that they're borderline breaking the law by instructing people not to conform with some of these federal orders. What's your thought on that, Lyle?
That is happening, and it's even worse than that. If you take a look at the large Democrat run cities, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, I mean, we just picked, you know, the large cities. What the mayors have done, the Democrats who are running those cities, what they have done is they have announced that they are not going to support the federal government in the roundup of illegals. They're not going to do a thing to help the federal government bring law and order into their communities when it has to deal with anything of the illegal question, the citizen question, who's a citizen, who's not.
And they're not rounding up people that are just roaming the street doing nothing. I mean, these are people that have already gone through the court system and have been
correct
and have been given deportation orders.
Well, some of them, Aaron, as you know, have been given deportation orders two and three times, and they've not shown up for
any
hearings.
And then there's that.
They have not complied. They have warrants out for them. They have committed other crimes, and yet you still have the socialist Democrats refusing to abide by the rule of law. And this is what we're talking about when you have the beginnings of a soft civil war, where the rule of law is not regarded, it's not respected, and it's not regarded. Just the other day, you probably saw it on some news channel in Aurora, Colorado, at the detention center up there, handled by Border Patrol. They took the Mexican flag and flew it. They took the American flag and desecrated it, and then turned it upside down. Because they took over, they attempted to take over that system, that center, and to bring disruption to those that are being detained there. This is happening in other cities, in other parts of the nation, like we said, from Seattle to Oregon to all over California. But it's spread to those communities that are run by strong Democrat influences, being mayors and city councils, etc. And so what we have, again, are Democrats who are saying, we do not support the rule of law, we don't recognize what this president is doing, and we disregard it all. And so we're going to go ahead and maintain our own objectives. And it's leading to chaos.
Well, we're completely giving people the wrong... we're giving them the wrong message. So for folks out there that are thinking, well, it's mean to, you know, hold people accountable and deport them, and I'm thinking, well, I hope you're not raising children or dogs because you have to have rules for them. But
but it goes back to, you know, like we talked about on a previous show, one of the big talking points, the emotional talking points, are that how brutal Border Patrol,
right,
ICE, Customs,
right,
all, and they're separating these poor little children from their parents. Well, that's Boulder Dash. These poor little children have been sent north, meaning from anywhere from Mexico to Honduras, further south. They've been sent by their parents up here to become anchors so then they can come and follow them. They were given to coyotes. They were given to cartel people to transport into the Americas, into America here, into the States. They're not being separated by Border Patrol because Border Patrol is mean and cruel. They were separated by their own parents as a ploy to get into the United States, knowing that the United States is a generous country, and they're not very quick to deport children. They take every means they can to take a look at the situation, and while they're sorting it out, we do everything we can to make sure that the child, and for that matter, even others, are protected, cared for, and it's all being exploited for emotional purposes.
It's gotten to the point where there was a person in Northern California here who had been given deportation orders, supposed to go down to San Francisco, so we're three and a half hours drive from there, was supposed to go to San Francisco to be deported. But this person was so screwed up about how this country works, or not, that they felt that we needed to send them with a $30,000 check to make up for the fact that they've been here for 3 years and we never found them a job while they were here. So they've lost wages. They can't possibly be expected to go back penniless. They need to be paid commensurate with what they should have earned while they were here.
Unbelievable.
It's like, are you kidding me? You know, and that's what, somehow people come here and they think that's what we're doing. They deserve a house. They deserve a job. And if we don't find them a job, we need to pay them. Just to get out.
You know, our founders, as Jim said at the onset of the show, developed this nation and this government on biblical principles. That's not even discussed anymore. It's not discussed in the church, much less anywhere else.
You know, that's kind of where I wanted to go next. It's funny that you say that, because the thing that you had sent us, And I don't think we ever mentioned it, that Jim is the founder of the Patriot Group International. And you had sent us this blurb about it. It said, one would think the pulpits would light up in defense, but they are mostly silent. Our political system...
Well, that was me. I wrote that.
Yeah. And you said in here, our political system has quickly chosen sides. One side is pro-globalization and New World Order. But as I was reading that, I thought... Yeah, you know, alarming are the large numbers of elected officials who remain silent. Pulpits are silent. Large numbers of citizens are silent or preoccupied. All of that is starting to come to a head, right?
When I saw, and I know I speak for Dr. Rapacki and others, I think the last straw for me was Judge Kavanaugh. You know, now reports are coming out that there was almost fist fights in the Senate room behind it. When you take a decent individual like Brett and his wife and two children and trash them, and they know, you know, that this is soundbite time and Spartacus and Pocahontas and all the others, just anything they can do to get attention because they knew they were running in 2020, you hear from them. The concern we had was, and there's some good people in it, so I don't want to throw all of them out, but from a ecumenical side, we looked at the Faith Advisory Council and we thought someone should be speaking out and standing up, you know, all the dislikes that happened in the hearing were from Antifa and some of the others that were sent in there and paid to go in there, the same ones that show up in different cities dressed in black with armor and helmets and those things on. And from a intel side, with Dr. Rapacki and Bill Flynn and many others in the intel that would operate, you know, covertly, there just wasn't the type of outcry that we were hoping to hear when a good person is his life is basically destroyed like that. So it wasn't only about Trump. It was about the people going through the confirmation process. And there were many after that that were highly qualified that said, you know, I may have done something in high school, but, you know, this many years later, I regret, and yet I'm going to be dragged through the mud on it. So it has hurt us with the type of quality judges and type of quality appointments that we need to help with this government.
Oh, sure, because who wants to sign up for that?
But it's more than that. It's I think people look at some of these, not, you know, they're up for a nomination, and even if they didn't do anything like Kavanaugh, I truly believe was innocent of what they're accusing him of, they'll make it up.
Right.
And they'll pay people to say it's true. Look at what Feinstein did. I mean, that was a disgrace. And she never got called on the carpet for that.
No. Hold on. Not hold on, men. Let's celebrate a little capitalism here while we exercise our demons. We'll be exercising some more, though, for the next 45 minutes. You were listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. There you go, Lyle. That can be your new song. We'll let that be the Lyle Rapecki theme song.
Thank you.
Okay. First time caller, long time listener. Oh, man. So, not to reopen the wound, but with the stuff like we saw with Kavanaugh, if that is now the, God forbid, new normal, where, you know, you agree to do a difficult job that's going to be somewhat thankless, but you know that your life is going to be torn apart, I mean, how do we come back from that? How do we get good people? I mean, I think good people will always come forward, but I think a lot of good people won't be able to.
Well, it's already happened. I mean, there's been people that have turned down appointments because they don't want to go through that. And that's really a shame.
Do you guys know, has there been a time, not so much where they were publicly, you know, ripped apart for one imaginary thing or another, but has there been a time when, you know, people really hung back from participating at that level that you can think of?
No, I don't. I believe this is a relatively new dimension. It has never been easy. You go back to Judge Bork, way back in the 80s. They ripped into him.
Clarence Thomas.
But that's correct. There was a certain give and take, and that's part of our system. Some of it may have been even more hardball than I think was appropriate, but still, there was within norms. That's not happening anymore. I disagree respectfully with Bill saying that people will come forward. I don't see it. I see that we're in a soft civil war, and depending on what happens with this border, depending on what happens with the roundups that started today, by the way, with ICE, and ICE launched their roundups of a million illegals across this nation, arresting them and deporting them, and hopefully that's the first step, because there's approximately 20 million illegals in this nation. The numbers actually are a little higher, but I question going that high, because I think people would really turn off the radio if I gave the numbers that I've seen. But 20 million, believe me, is a very solid number.
Well, it's low, been 11 for years and years and years, and then they keep telling us another 100,000 came across. I mean, can't be 11.
I think, Aaron, I think 11 million is,
you know, probably years ago.
In other words, yeah, we can kind of say 11 million, okay. We have, you know, how many Americans, 11 million. That's kind of a soft number. The number is actually higher than 20 million, the hard numbers. In other words, the official numbers.
I would believe that.
Yeah, and so I'm using 20 million as an example, because that's a very hard number that can be defended, because the numbers are actually north of that pretty much. But right now, going after a million of them, sends a message that, again, Mr. Trump is defending the sovereignty of this nation, like he said he would when he was running, that he was putting America first and also making America great again. America has never, ever been opposed to people coming to its shores. But we had written a program by which they come in an orderly and legal fashion. And that's been ignored because of what we've already said in the first hour of this program. Borders are no longer to be respected, much less enforced, because what is now taking place is a global community wherein the United States is holding up the implementation of a one-world government. And I think I wrote that also in my my article this morning, or in another article I wrote just in the other day or so here. The United States is really holding up the implementation of the one-world government. And so the focus on taking down the United States is not only secular through the political means, social means, community means, but it's also spiritual. And that's what led us off in this program. That's what Jim was talking about the other night on the national phone call. And that is, we're involved in a spiritual war that is greatly underestimated, because it has not been taught in the churches. The pulpits are silent. The churches are caught up in humanism, lollipops, and all sorts of rainbows and feel-good types of shows for an hour, hour and 15 minutes on Sundays, rather than the teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jesus was not opposed to people improving their lives. No, nowhere. The United States, patterned after the gospel, was never opposed to people coming to this nation to better their lives, ever. But there was rules, there was order. Otherwise, you have chaos, which is what we're seeing happen today. When you kick out the rules, when you do away with the order, when you do away with your doctrines that founded this nation, what you're going to have is chaos. And that's what the Dems want. The Socialist Democrats, the Marxist Democrats want chaos, because in that way they can show the world, we have an answer. The Republicans don't care. We have the answer. No, they don't. What they have are talking points, emotionalism, and all sorts of feel-good promises that once you get below the feel-good promises, there's no way they're reality. How can the United States pay for all of these illegals coming in here, pay for their housing, pay for their schooling, pay for their insurance, pay for everything? How can that happen?
Well, we can't pay for the people who live here, obviously.
But it feels good. It sounds good. It feels good, and it sounds good.
Yeah, there's the different things that you've looked at from an intel standpoint. They're bringing up diseases that we haven't seen in this country
ever,
in 50 to 100 years. So there's strange virus and smallpox and the others. That's not even talked about in the media. But the spiritual side, let me mention a couple things, but I want to get to one other factor. the dark state, and Lyle and others know, these are just, or the deep state, these are just foot soldiers. You know, we saw DOJ, FBI, State Department, Director of National Intelligence, the Pentagon, and then the Ninth Circuit of Appeals. These are just foot soldiers. The problem is that, and you can now listen to President Trump, he's starting to say it outwardly, and his former presidents and others dearly for doing this, but you need to look at the Federal Reserve and their role, what they do. The International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the Council on Foreign Affairs, and then the United Nations. This is a concerted effort by people a lot higher than Clapper and Brennan and some of the others that are pulling the strings so that they can have a one-world borderless government and bring in a one-world religion. And you know, there's certain, I won't mention because of your audience, certain denominations that have very close alliance with all of these at the very top.
Oh, you can mention whatever you want.
I'll say one thing, and I'll turn it over to Lyle. Bill, back to your point, I don't think they will come forward, and I agree with Lyle. Simply, I remember what, and even Aaron had pointed on this, when that Judge Roy Moore ran for office in Alabama. He had been reelected time and time and time again, and nothing has ever been said over 40 years. And suddenly you had five women that came out, and they all had conflicting stories, but they destroyed this man. And once he was defeated, you've never heard from these five women again. They never pursued it. They never did it again. And some of these same people will show up in other places and give similar testimony. I know that Lyle knows in the military during that previous administration, I think he knew 95. I knew 65 different flag officers that were forced to leave the military because they would not kiss the ring of the commander-in-chief at the time. So I believe there not only has it cost a lot of people over the last decade, but there are less today than you would expect that want to step forward and say, I want to take that position. I want to be a leader. I want to serve publicly. And the president said the other day, he said, I've lost money in this position, but I love this country and I'm trying to change it. So I think there's a question of those that really, you don't have any skeletons in your closet. You didn't do anything wrong, but they'll make things up,
sure,
destroy you. And when the election's over, they've accomplished what they wanted to do.
Right. So,
well, and then,
like you say, you never hear from them again.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Really quick break. We'll be right back with our guests. And I have added at wethepeopleradio.us, I have added Dr. Rapacki's book there that's on Amazon. So there's a link at the bottom of the page here on July 14th, 2019. Be right back.
Across this land, remember who we are.
Remember who we are.
We were a city on a hill, a candle in the dark. It started long ago. Now we have come so far. We keep our faith, and there's no way out. Where there's little hope, we show no doubt. We go the distance, no matter how far. Oh, remember who we are.
We've paid a price.
And we're back. All right, so, guys, is there anything that we should cover that we really haven't even gotten into yet since we're
I just sent you an article I wrote 1 year ago on the deep state versus the dark state, because that's what we were talking about before the last break. There's a difference between the deep state and dark state. The deep state people are people who are in their corner offices, and they have a lot of say because they've been there for 20 years, and they know how to slow down the process. They know how to lose paperwork if they need to. They know how to take orders that come down from above and circumvent them without getting themselves in trouble. They also know how to take orders from the dark state, which are the people who are running the show, as Jim alluded to. You can have high-level FBI people, which we had, who are deep state players. They're not the leaders of it. They're the foot soldiers. You can have the FBI director, who I think was a deep state person. He's not a dark state. Comey, very powerful, very high level, very well known, very high profiled, but he's not. He's a foot soldier. Same with Brennan and Clapper, very powerful individuals as directors of intelligence in one form or another, very well known, very seen, all of that. They're foot soldiers. They're not the leaders of this thing. So you have a group that's the dark state, and they are globalists. They are anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-national sovereignties. And they are moving at all deliberate speed to implement a one-world government, a one-world religion, if you will, which is based on Marxism and humanism, if not even worse. So I sent you that article, and by all means, it's gone out. It's been published in a number of platforms. So if that's of any use to you and your readers, please go ahead and post that.
Okay, I will. I'll put that on there.
Because
I think all these terms are confusing.
We're talking about deep state, dark state. What is that?
Exactly. I think it's confusing, and then you run the risk that people will say, this whole thing just sounds like some kind of weird right-wing conspiracy, blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
Probably not real.
You know, it's not a conspiracy. This is not theatrics. Unfortunately, the Democrat Party is so involved with Marxism and the globalism, and the media has gone to that side, that they're all one and the same. And so it's easy, or much, much easier, for them to put out information that debunks anybody that even comes close to revealing who they really are.
Now, speaking of the media, do you think there's any way back for them at this point? I mean,
no.
I don't either. I don't either. I mean, they've kind of chosen their path, and it really isn't going to matter who's in power.
No,
it's not news.
That's why programs like yours are going to become even that much more vital in the months ahead. Not even years, months. What we're going to see, I predict. And I'll speak just for myself. That way, I own this. I think we're going to see some hellacious times coming. They've already started. But the tip of the iceberg, if you look behind the curtain a little bit on this Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein thing, I'm telling you, is really just the tip of the iceberg of the sordidness, the rancor, the evilness that has been involved with the dark state and the deep state, but the dark state people for many years. When a nation removes itself from God's control, as our forefathers said, as George Washington said, and I quoted it in my book, when this nation ceases to submit to God, God will pull back his covenant. He will pull back. He will lift his hand from this nation. And I believe that's what we're seeing. I believe we're seeing that the Lord is saying, you know, I've gone far enough with you. You are not going to go ahead and sacrifice babies even after they're born. Okay? And you're not going to go ahead and continue this international child sex ring that Epstein, what, we haven't even begun to see what that's all about. Have not even begun. That I'm telling you, everything that's been posted thus far in the last, what, 10 days, 2 weeks, is just the itty-bitty tip of the iceberg. I think when this stuff starts to come out, people are going to be horrified at the names, at the breadth of this, the depth of this, and how far-reaching it is. It's shocking. And I believe, and I've written on this, and Jim knows this, and I've sent it out. To the most part, there's crickets. You don't hear anything. The Lord has heard the cries of His children. He has heard the cries of those in the womb. He has heard the cries of those after they were born who are now being killed. He's heard those cries. And He's had it. He's had it. And I believe now, and I discussed this in an article I wrote, in February, I believe, that there's a storm of justice coming to this nation, and it's already begun. And I believe what we're going to see is going to be extremely sobering. Extremely sobering. And what the Lord is doing is giving man a chance all over again to decide whose side are you going to be on. Are you going to go with the humanism? Are you going to go with man and his institutions? Or are you going to come back to the Judeo-Christian principles by which I established this nation? And he's laying it out there for people to decide. And it's not going to be, you're not going to be able to waffle on this. You're not going to be able to stay in no man's land. You're going to decide one way or the other. And yeah. I believe that has already started, but it hasn't even picked up steam yet. No. So.
And I think, too, I mean, I agree 100% with what you're saying there, but I think, too, you keep your eye on this immigration thing, because when I got a bad feeling about these raids. I think if they do pick up a million people, you're going to see the crazies come out of the woodwork, and bad things are going to happen.
You know, just out of curiosity, for those of us who really are not involved in the immigration nuts and bolts, what does that really mean? Like in just practical terms, okay, they go to somebody's house at some place in this country. They find, you know, criminal whoever who has been deported. You know, they've gone through the court system. Our country has said, okay, you're being deported. So ICE picks them up. How long between then and you're back in wherever you live, Mexico or Iran or wherever it is you're being sent back to, how long does that take? Like, do we have to keep them somewhere in between, and is there a bunch of delay? And
no,
it's pretty fast.
They're moving them. They're picking them up, and they've already got logistical plans to. Without getting into the specifics, they will move them back to their country of origin in 24 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it isn't like we have to park another million people somewhere and then fiddle around with it.
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Well, that's good.
It's done. This will be bastardized. It will. Watch.
It already is.
What they're picking up are people who have already been through the system. They've not shown up for two and three court hearings. Many of them have crimes that they've committed since they've been assigned to court hearings. These are not good people. These are not the people you want here. None of it is how they got in here is illegal. What they've done since they've been here is illegal. And what's happening now is we have the rule of law that's being applied. Isn't that something unique? The rule of law. So the process will be rather quick. And I think you're right, though, Bill. This is going to, as they move toward a million of these people, and then others see the seriousness and the consistency of the Trump DOJ and the agencies, I think these Democrats are going to raise holy hell communities, Chicago, Los Angeles, wherever. I think this is where, again, when we talk about a soft civil war, my prayer is that they don't take it to the next step and they really begin to have public demonstrations.
Well, I think, raising a foreign flag on a federal facility to me is
exactly
that's the beginning right there. When they can get away
with that. When you have mayors who are telling their police departments and anyone under their jurisdiction not to cooperate in federal authorities, that's also a violation of rule of law.
Sure it is.
And that's what we have.
All right, we got to take a break, but I just got a bad feeling about this whole immigration thing. It's going to get heated up, and I think...
Because they're telling people that this is all little kids they're going after.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's just...
You know, of course. Why wait and say it out loud? We already know. All right, we'll be right back with our guests, Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Jim Stockstill, who is taped to a chair somewhere. We haven't heard from him. We'll see if he's okay when we get back. You can find everything about the show at wethepeopleradio.us.
Takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name, and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed and those who bear his name would humbly seek his face, yeah, and turn from their own way? And what would happen if we prayed for those raised up to lead the way? Maybe kids in school could play and unborn children see light of day. What if the life that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people prayed?
Yeah, for sure, stop asking Oprah what to do. Jeez. So, I'm guessing that's part
Aaron,
of part of the message today, huh?
Yeah, since I'm untaped from my chair now, let me, if I can, get into my real mode. That is in my heart, and I speak to religious groups and to true followers of Christ. When I listen to Dr. Rapacki and General Flynn and so many others, and I have a secret prayer and so on, so, but it kind of overwhelms you, and it really bums you out, and you wish they were wrong. You wish they were, you know, conspiracy theories, and all the things we said 2 years ago that we couldn't prove are now every day on the news.
Right.
But I'm going to go back to this, and I'll stick on this one point. I haven't, in my heart, believed that God has given up on this nation. When he... 1607, when they made covenant with him, there's only two nations that I know of. One is Israel, and that is God's son, and he will never abandon them. And I'm going to read a scripture for you out of Galatians 6:7. It says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will fulfill his eternal and unchangeable covenant with Israel. While nations have altered the boundaries and seized the promised territory, nevertheless, the Lord shall not be mocked. And I look at that, and there is one other nation besides Israel, that's the United States, that said, we want to be in covenant with you, And the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, said, I'll take you up on that. And that was 169 years before the Declaration of Independence. There are tremendous evil forces trying to fight. And as I pointed out the other night, even after the Declaration of Independence, when we were in war again with England because of France, in 1814, they burned down the White House. And that was part of them trying to destroy the future of this nation. So when I look at that, I still have hope and belief that God has not given up on America. He did that in Nehemiah. He did that with Ezra and said, go back and build Jerusalem. The walls were torn down. The gates were torn down. The temple was torn down. And he said, this short time, just a breath that he has given to us, I believe not so much Donald Trump, but God said, I'm going to put someone in office that's a businessman, and he's not going to be the best spoken. He's going to say words that may be not right for all evangelicals, but he's going to hit these things head on. So I still believe, and I have hope in the American people that, Bill, you said they listen to this and listen to it and listen to it. I had prophesied or spoke a year ago and said, there's going to be one of the major networks that go under. And it's surprising, a year later, I was looking at some of the things, reviewing and ratings that someone sent to me. On one of Hannity and Tucker Carlson, both of their shows, take any one of them individually, beat the ratings of all the other stations together in a single night. CNN is collapsing from within. And the president has been very forceful about fake news. The people are beginning to tune that out. They hear it, they see it, they see these. This AOC and some of the people in impeachment, they're beginning to be nauseated with what they see and it's presented to them every night, and they start changing the channel. So not only the people will pray and say, God, please wake the people up and let them see the truth. Whether they believe in you or not, you can still open their eyes to the truth to see what's going on in this nation. And we are hoping that the God that keeps covenant is going to do that, so that our nation can once again readjust and turn back to those Judeo-Christian areas. Things are bad. There are a lot more things under the hood that we haven't talked about that are going on, and they're nefarious, and they have people in key positions around the world that are helping to push this with the Soros and the whole network of the Bilderberg and all those. But I look from a standpoint of faith and teaching the church, who are you, and is God still with us, or has he forsaken us? We have done tremendous things that deserve punishment, but he's still a God of justice, and he's still a God of mercy. And that's the one piece that we hang on to, is help us awaken ourselves. Help us to start speaking out like we're on radio. Help me to present to the nation. Help Lyle and others begin to speak and alert them. And we're seeing this. They will try to cover up the Epstein thing as fast as they can and short circuit it, but we're praying to a higher authority than that. So that's my piece of being untaped from the chair, is I still believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he hasn't forgotten this nation. And there are many people that are American patriots that haven't spoken out yet, but I believe they're beginning to find their voice, and we're praying that by 2020 they will find their vote, they will find their voice, and they will vote, I don't care, Democrat or Republican, but vote for someone that stands for character and integrity and not just a few sound bites and who can raise the most amount of money. So that's my piece from the faith part of what we're looking at in this nation.
And I agree. I it's very well stated. Lyle, give you the last word here in the last couple of minutes. What can we do spiritually, as far as our churches and our communities? What can we do to help turn this around? Because I think it's going in the wrong direction right now.
I think what we're seeing are people leaving churches, even people who've been involved in a church for 30, 40 years. We're constantly, Jim and I are both receiving testimonials, information from across the nation of people leaving and starting house churches, starting what would be considered Bible studies, 10, 12, 15 people. in their home once a week. This is happening across the country because what the Lord is doing is what he said is he's developing a remnant. And I will send you guys after we get off the air some information on the remnant. And if you and Aaron think it's valid, go ahead and post it so people will take a look at that aspect of this, which we haven't been able to discuss. This is also happening among elected officials. It's a very small amount of elected officials, I can assure you, but it's already happening where already a remnant is developing across this country that are saying what Jim just said and also saying, you know, we've gone far, far from our founding principles. And the only way we're going to get back to that is if we humble ourselves and seek the Lord. And since the church is not doing that, the church in general is not doing that, and they're not. It's stunning. We do not have today what we had in the revolutionary days called the Black Robe Regiment. The Black Robe Regiment were pastors in the revolutionary days who, under their pulpit gowns, their black robes, they wore the uniform of the Continental Army, standing ready to fight for the freedom of their people and for this nation. We don't have that today. We have a lot of compromise. We have a lot of mealy-mouth. We have a lot of politically correctness. We do not have the people standing on the gospel, nor standing on our founding principles. And so I think the American people are going to have to decide who do they want to stand with. Humanism, lollipops and good feelings, or do they want to stand on the founding principles and what is correct?
I think that's an excellent point, and everybody does have to make that choice. And I do think, like is often the case, how many times have you been speaking with someone you didn't really know, and you're talking about kind of nothing in line at a store or whatever, and then something political comes up, and it turns out you totally agree, but the other person oftentimes will say, I wasn't really sure if it's okay to do that. Like, I worked the Republican booth at the fair, classic, and people came up and said, oh, I'm a Republican. I'm like, it says Republican in, like, size 90 font. We can actually say that word out loud here. People are like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we have to give them permission to pipe up, and I think there's a lot to be said for that. Fellas, we have to run away.
Thank you guys. Definitely have you guys back on. Thank you. Always an honor.
Anything you send to us, we will post now and in the future. People can find that at wethepeopleradio.us. We'll talk to you next week.
Super. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you for being on, fellas.
Thank you, Bill. Aaron.